What is up, you guys? Welcome to another edition of Controversial Thoughts. One of the fun things about this sort of mini podcast monologue that I get to do every Friday is whatever's on my mind, whether it's science or semi-politics or just philosophy, I get to kind of have a space to talk about it. And so this week, I've just been feeling compelled to talk about the answer to the question of why I do what I do. I think all of us must answer this question. What is your why? Why do you do what you do? I am very fortunate and extremely grateful to get to do the work I do in medicine, in the health space. And I think it's important to tell you guys why I do this. So when I was at a dinner last night with some friends here in Costa Rica, and they were talking about Costa Rican schools, and they were saying how they were just not that excited about Costa Rican education beyond preschool. They didn't have drama, they didn't really have art. And when they were talking to the teachers and the people in the Costa Rican sort of school system, they said, we just don't do those things in Costa Rica. They just had no concept of those liberal arts, quote unquote, applications that could be valuable for people in school, students, kids in school. And so I don't have kids, but I've been, for some reason, thinking about schooling a lot. And I certainly believe that kids getting out and doing activity, kids doing art, kids learning music, kids having drama opportunities, kids doing all of these things beyond just learning history that they're going to forget in 10 years is valuable for kids. And I see this as very analogous to the way that I have always viewed Western medicine. So the reason that I do what I do is because I see Western medicine just like these teachers in the Costa Rican school system. Western medicine, the paradigm, the prevailing paradigm that we are taught as medical students and residents, it doesn't even include a consideration of the fact that most autoimmune illness, most chronic disease is reversible and fixable. And this is why I do what I do, because I want to be a voice that helps bring this to the forefront in medicine. As you guys know, I'm a traditionally trained medical doctor. I have an MD, I'm board certified. I went to University of Washington for my residency. And throughout none of that training did I really ever receive any inclination or inculcation that so many of these chronic diseases, whether it was psychiatric disease or cancers or autoimmune illness or cardiovascular disease, were fixable. Western medicine is great at treating these things with complex pharmaceuticals that inevitably have bad side effects, but we are horrible as a profession of physicians at considering where these things come from. It's just not how we're taught to think. So just like drama and the arts are left out of school in Costa Rica, I think that this consideration of what the root cause of illness is and the fact that it's correctable is left out of Western medicine. And so I want my voice to be one of those as a clarion call to Western medicine to wake up, to realize that the way that we're living, the diet primarily is my focus, the biochemistry of nutrition is hugely important for things like autoimmune illness. So a little bit of story here. When my sister was 16 years old, she developed C. difficile colitis. She was hospitalized. She had to have IVIG. She nearly died. She nearly had a colectomy. She nearly lost her entire colon from toxic megacolon connected with pseudomembranous colitis and Clostridium difficile. And throughout all of her sort of childhood, she had recurrent sinus infections and multiple infections. And I think all of this was just due to the fact that as a family, we didn't understand the way that things like grains and gluten and many of the foods she was eating were bad for her. So I nearly lost my sister. She nearly died. She nearly had massive, irreversible surgical complications from something that I think was completely connected with dietary stuff. I'm not saying that gluten caused her pseudomembranous colitis. She took antibiotics and developed Clostridium difficile, but why did she have dysbiosis in the first place? Why did Clostridium difficile colonize her gastrointestinal tract? Why did she have autoimmune illness as a child? Why did she have recurrent sinus infections, which required constant use of antibiotics, which led to Clostridium difficile? I believe it's because of her diet. And once we corrected that, once she now eats an animal-based diet and doesn't have any of those problems anymore, she's thriving. And I see the same thing with my mom, who has Hashimoto's thyroiditis and osteoporosis and osteopenia, and my father, who has atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease, and now spinal stenosis. And I think that it's so frustrating for me that Western medicine doesn't offer anyone in my family the notion that perhaps their diet is incompatible with their genetics, and that is the root of their autoimmune inflammatory chronic illnesses. And I see it over and over. I met a gentleman today who has Crohn's disease and ankylosing spondylitis, both of which are autoimmune illnesses, and never has his gastroenterologist or rheumatologist said to him, maybe something in your diet is triggering your autoimmune illness. And so what I said to him was, he asked me, what should I do? And I said, you should do an elimination diet. And there are multiple incarnations of an elimination diet. In the past, I've done a controversial thoughts where I answered the question, do I believe there's one diet for all humans? And my answer was no. But the caveat was that I do believe there are overarching principles that will guide food choices for almost every human on the planet that will lead us to better health and will lead a lot of immune, lead to a lot of immune improvements and autoimmune illness. So this is what fascinates me about the carnivore diet, about animal-based diets, which are essentially meat and organs like a carnivore diet, plus what I would consider to be the least toxic plant foods, is that I think, I posit, I suggest, I put forth the notion, I hypothesize that autoimmune illness, chronic inflammatory illness, is fixable. It's fixable in the majority of cases, and in the majority of cases, it's related to inconsistencies between our, or incompatibilities, incongruencies between our diet and our genetic makeup. Just the other day, my cousin had a baby. Thankfully, baby and mom are doing great now, but my cousin had preeclampsia. Preeclampsia is an autoimmune condition. It's not always considered that, but there's a large amount of evidence that preeclampsia, sort of inflammation at the level of the uterus and the blood vessels, and this interaction between uterus and the pregnant fetus and the pregnant fetal unit and the mother, is inflammatory, is autoimmune in nature. The immune system is certainly involved. But Western medicine doesn't realize that this is malleable with diet and lifestyle. And so I am not always going to be right, but I am always going to be asking these questions with what I do. What is my cousin doing wrong with her diet? Unfortunately, she does not eat an animal-based diet. She's never asked me about anything with nutrition, so I have no idea how she eats. I suspect there are seed oils. She may eat gluten, et cetera. Like, there are all sorts of potential triggers in there. And the suspicion, my mind always went to this. Once I learned that she was okay, my mind went to the place of thinking, I wonder if dietary change could have prevented that. How many lives could we save? How much quality of life could be improved if people understood that their diet could affect autoimmune illness, inflammatory illness, chronic disease? That is why I do what I do. And that is why our story at Heart and Soil, which is really the most clear expression of my passion, is this. When I say that it breaks my heart to see how our families and our children struggle with fatigue, brain fog, mood issues, infertility, and autoimmunity. Is this the new normal that will become our future? Why have we forsaken the vitality that is our birthright and accepted this suffering as inescapable? I believe with my soul the solution is nose-to-tail nourishment. It starts with the soil. As you guys know, with Heart and Soil, we promote regenerative agriculture practices. And this is why I do what I do, guys. But that's in our story at Heart and Soil. Proud to share that with you. I'm proud to share Heart and Soil with you. I'm proud to share organ supplements with you. I'm grateful and privileged and incredibly honored and humbled to be able to share any nutritional information with you that improves the quality of your life. But understand that this is why I do what I do, because there is a lack of awareness within Western medicine to the fixability, the malleability, I'm not sure what word I'm searching for here, the correctability of autoimmune illness. And that is why it's important that we all share this message with people who may benefit, because there are literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of people on the planet who continue to suffer with chronic illness, autoimmune illness, that could potentially be fixed with dietary change. I don't know that an animal-based diet is going to be a panacea for everyone, it's going to be perfect for everyone, but I wouldn't do this work if I didn't think that it would be incredibly powerful for the majority of people. And of course, an animal-based diet, as you guys know, is well-raised meat, organs, either fresh or desiccated, like we make Heart and Soil, heartandsoil.co if you need those, and the least toxic plant foods. You can find all of that at the Heart and Soil website, heartandsoil.co, or email us, radicalhealth@heartandsoil.co. There is an infographic that you can get if you email us, et cetera, which talks about an animal-based diet, or you can just follow me anywhere on any of my socials. But this is why I do what I do. I was reminded of it with my cousin and preeclampsia, and I just thought, this is what gets me out of bed in the morning. There are people who continue to suffer. Why are we accepting this as inescapable? Why is this the new normal? And I hope that my content has improved your life. If it has, please share it with people, because ultimately I believe that this life that we all get to live is beautiful and challenging and, you know, painful, but also joyous at the same time, and it's worth living. And if I can improve the quality of life of 1 or 2 or 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 or 100 million people, then I think that I'm fulfilling a deep purpose that is within me. And that's why I do what I do. So hopefully you guys found value in that. It was important for me to share it. Stay radical.